Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jijunyo Mehta with the evening news. Thursday headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Thai counterpart hold bilateral talks, ink 6 agreements. Rajya Sabha takes up Wealth Amendment Bill 2025 for consideration and passing. Nagaland among top 5 states with declining forest cover. And Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton continues push for responsive administration with surprise checkings. And now the news in detail. India and Thailand today signed 6 agreements for cooperation in various fields including IT, maritime, MSME, handicraft and handloom sectors. The agreements were exchanged following bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Thai counterpart Petong Ta Shinawat at Bangkok. They reviewed the progress of the entire gamut of bilateral relations, discussed ways to further enhance India-Thailand partnership and exchanged views on regional and multilateral issues. In his joint statement following the talks, Mr. Modi announced the decision to elevate India-Thailand relationship to a strategic partnership. He underlined that Thailand has a special place in India's Act East policy and Indo-Pacific vision. Mr. Modi said they discussed establishing a strategic dialogue between security agencies of both nations.
भारत की एक्ट ईस्ट पॉलिसी में थाईलैंड का विशेष स्थान है। आज हमने अपने संबंधों को स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप का रूप देने का निर्णय लिया है। सुरक्षा एजेंसियों के बीच स्ट्रेटेजिक डायलॉग स्थापित करने पर भी चर्चा की। हमारी एजेंसीज ह्यूमन ट्रैफिकिंग और इलीगल माइग्रेशन के खिलाफ एकजुट होकर काम करेगी।
Mr. Modi said that during the talks, both sides emphasized cooperation in the fields of tourism, culture and education between Northeast India and Thailand. Prime Minister Modi expressed condolences on behalf of the people of India for the loss of life in the recent earthquake and wished a speedy recovery for the injured. Upon his arrival in Thailand, Mr. Modi received a ceremonial guard of honor. He is on two-day visit to Thailand to participate in the 6th BIMSTEC summit to be held tomorrow. The Rajya Sabha has taken up Wealth Amendment Bill 2025 for consideration and passing. Moving the bill, Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that the bill has been brought after a detailed consultation with the stakeholders as well as in the Joint Parliamentary Committee. He urged the opposition parties to support this bill. Rejecting the opposition's allegations, he said only Muslim can get the benefit of Wealth and it is not correct that any non-Muslim will interfere in the management of Wakf properties. He highlighted that the bill is intended to ensure better management of Wakf properties and not to interfere in the religious practice of Muslim.
कि सबको डिसीजन मेकिंग का बॉडी में जगह मिलना चाहिए इसलिए सबको एम्पावरमेंट कर रहे हैं एफिशिएंसी को हम इंक्रीज करने के लिए टेक्नोलॉजी का इस्तेमाल करने का भरपूर इसमें प्रावधान किया गया है अब सेंट्रलाइज डेटाबेस होगा डिजिटल पोर्टल होगा जो सारा स्टेट बोर्ड के साथ में लिंक होगा लाइव होगा वर्क प्रॉपर्टी का कंटीन्यूअसली रजिस्ट्रेशन ट्रैकिंग कंप्लायंस पूरा व्यवस्था करके हमने एफिशिएंसी को टारगेट दिया है
Participating in the discussion, Dr. Syed Nasir Hussain of Congress said that this bill been brought with the intention of communal polarization. Muhammad Nadimul Haq of TMC said the bill is against the fundamental rights of the people. He alleged that the identity of Wakf is weakened in the name of reforms.
वक्फ तरमीमी बिल 2025 में कई संगीन खामियां मौजूद हैं ये बेसिक स्ट्रक्चर ऑफ कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन के खिलाफ है एंटी फेडरल है और फंडामेंटल राइट्स की भी खिलाफ वर्जी करता है जिस बिल को हुकूमत लाना चाहती है वो हमारे फंडामेंटल राइट्स को شدید नुकसान पहुंचाता है
Meanwhile, Tiruchi Siva of DMK and Sanjay Singh of Aam Aadmi Party termed the bill unconstitutional. The Lok Sabha passed the bill last night. Nagaland is among the top 5 states in the country that has seen a decline in forest cover over the last 4 years. Minister of State for Environment, Forest and Climate Change Kirti Vardhan Singh informed Rajya Sabha today. According to the India State of Forest Report ISFR 2023, Nagaland's forest cover stood at 12,222.47 square kilometer. This marks marks a decrease from 12,274.36 square kilometer in ISFR 2021 and 12,486 square kilometer in ISFR 2019, placing Nagaland third in the list. Four northeast states featured in the top five for the most declines in forest cover. Arunachal Pradesh topped the list while Manipur and Meghalaya ranked fourth and fifth respectively. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. As part of the ongoing surprise inspection drive, Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton conducted checks today at the Departments of Personal and Administrative Reforms, Social Welfare, Evaluation, Economics and Planning at the Civil Secretariat in Kohima. The inspection is aimed at ensuring accountability, discipline within government offices and taking note of instances of absenteeism. Mr. Patton emphasized that the government will continue to take firm and consistent steps to build a more responsive and responsible administration for the people of Nagaland. He was accompanied by Home Commissioner Vyasan R., ADGP Renjamukikon, Special Secretary Limasinab Jamir, Home Secretary Orentang Lota and others. The Civil Administration Works Division CAWD today inspected the ongoing construction of the Deputy Commissioner's Office Complex in Tuangsang. After the inspection, Assistant Chief Engineer Sangtiba Amir expressed satisfaction with the progress, noting that the work is proceeding in line with the detailed project report norms. He informed that the construction is expected to be completed within the current financial year. This inspection is part of the CAWD's ongoing efforts to monitor projects under the General Administration Department across various districts. Later, CAWD officials also visited the construction site of Tuangsang's first ever Village Guard Command Office. While commending the contractors' efforts, Mr. Amir urged them to expedite the construction to ensure the smooth functioning of the Village Guard headquarters at the earliest. The Lok Sabha adopted a statutory resolution confirming imposition of President's rule in Manipur. The House today held a brief discussion on the resolution in which Shashi Tharoor of Congress, Lalji Verma of SP and others raised the issue of violence in the state and the hardships faced by the people there. In his response, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that the government is making all-out efforts to restore normalcy in Manipur. He said after the imposition of president's rule in the state, the government held meetings with the two groups.
सरकार शांति प्रस्तापित करने के सभी उच्चतम प्रयास कर रही है राष्ट्रपति शासन आने के बाद दोनों समुदायों से चर्चा भी हुई दो मीटिंग दोनों समुदायों के सारी संस्थाओं से अलग अलग हुई है पहली चिंता शांति प्रस्तापित करने की है चार महीने से एक भी मौत नहीं हुई है
Mr. Shah said the first priority of the government is to bring peace in Manipur. The Directorate of Higher Education has notified that forms for new hostel registrations will be issued from 7th to 25th of April. Individuals interested in running hostels for post-matric students may collect the forms from the scholarship section of the department and the last date of form submission is April 30. The Directorate also directed registered hostels that are due for renewal to renew on time, failing which they shall be considered null and void. Meanwhile, the office noted that hostel eligibility certificates are issued only to facilitate hostel forms for post-matric students residing in the hostels under the scholarship guidelines and cautioned against any misuse of hostel certificates. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Thai counterpart hold bilateral talks, ink six agreements. Rajya Sabha takes up Waqf Amendment Bill 2025 for consideration and passing. Nagaland among top five states with declining forest cover. And Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton continues push for responsive administration with surprise checkings. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with English news tomorrow at 7:30 a.m. Good night.